Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So yesterday, I get a text from a friend of mine who's a writer.
Yep.
And, you know, covers the NFL, covers other sports as well. And he's a legit guy. I mean, he's a legit journalist. And, you know, he writes articles that, you know, are basically somewhat opinionated, but also usually steeped in fact.
He's integrity guy, journalistic integrity guy.
I believe so, yes. Okay. I believe so. So, you know, I was having a discussion with him about Manish Mehta and what Manish Mehta tweeted yesterday in regards to Muhammad Wilkerson.
Okay. Manish Mehta of the Daily News, been
right,
covering the Jets for a while.
Now, I don't, you know, I've often thought that Manish has blurred the lines of true journalism when it comes to covering a football team, that he has been a very, and I think his editors love him because he becomes part of the story.
He's a lightning rod.
Seems to be the go-to guy covering the Jets and all this other stuff. And to his credit, he has definitely made a name for himself. Whether you like him or you don't like him, he has made a name for himself. You know, and he has created a separation from him and everybody else on, I think, his aggressive reporting. So yesterday he tweets out, you know, Wilkerson's leaving Green Bay, and now he's going to go down to New Orleans
to visit on a free agent visit, right?
Right. And Manish tweets yesterday, Wilkerson is getting some terrible advice. Okay, that's fine. You think that's, you know, he should, you know, what's the terrible advice? The last place he should be near, given his issues with alcohol, is Bourbon Street, French Quarter. Who's advising this guy? Now, is he telling me right there that, and calling out Muhammad Wilkerson saying he's an alcoholic?
That's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
Irresponsibly. I mean, that's exactly what he's doing.
I mean, maybe he is. Maybe that's the word about Muhammad Wilkerson.
You can't do that.
Does he have, like, some information that's out there? I mean, do you think that Manish has crossed the line here is what I'm asking you?
Yes, I would. Because what I try to do in that situation is, all right, does this guy have anything on his record as far as, you know, DUIs or
he's late to meetings,
public intoxication or anything that's proof there, or he got into a bar fight and somehow got his BAC taken and it was through the roof. If there has to be something there, because if I were Muhammad Wilkerson or anybody in that situation and someone just willy-nilly tweeted issues with alcohol, I mean, that would drive me crazy. I think it's unfair to say that, because you can't just throw that out there without some sort of proof, whether he sat there and he's seen it or whatever. I mean, you're just tossing that out there, basically calling a guy an alcoholic. He's got alcohol problems and he can't go to Bourbon Street without blowing up. I mean, that's a little much for me. It seems a little irresponsible to me.
You could also make the case just that it's a party town. And maybe he likes to go out a little bit. It doesn't even have to be
but
the
he said
alcohol.
Issues with alcohol, not like issues with going out.
Given his issues with alcohol.
Oh, that's
he
different.
Says, given his issues with alcohol.
If that's the quote, then that's not good.
Yeah. Right.
So basically so
the problem with Manish is he's always been the pseudo beat reporter columnist.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of like, where's he coming from? Kind of what you always talked about. You thought you were talking to beat reporters about facts, and then they write a column with opinion. Like, who are we?
Right, and these opinions, this opinion. So if you're Wilkerson, okay, most Jet fans felt like he did not deserve the money. Well, they felt like he deserved the money. Then obviously between him and Sheldon Richardson,
being
late and tardy and all, and missing meetings and not, you know, generating 20 sacks, then there's no way that you could justify the money that was being paid. So Jet fans are not, you know, at any love loss for Muhammad Wilkerson, but this, you know, to me, basically calling him an alcoholic publicly without.
Well, here's the other part of this that we're. Think about the money that could cost him, right? So now let's just say a general manager happens to stumble across his tweet like you did, and now Muhammad Wilkerson, every stop he's going to go to, he's going to be asked questions about whether or not he's an alcoholic or not.
Well, so what's the accountability factor here now?
There's none.
How do you hold him accountable? So, like, I was talking to my buddy, and I said, look. You know, in this day and age, Manish is the one guy that I do know that has blurred the lines of, you know, journalistic integrity to appeases, I guess, his editors over here at the Daily News that he's, you know, cutting edge. He's got all the answers. He's got the opinions and all that other stuff. And people read his stuff. I don't, you know, he again, he's successful. But the question is, what is he? What exactly
he's
is
a columnist.
He?
Yeah, right.
What he should be as a talk show host is what he should be. If he's going to have those opinions and start throwing these things out there,
well,
is
yeah.
what he should be.
Right. I can't imagine he's going to get fired or suspended or anything like that.
There's going to be no accountability.
But something like that, I mean, it's the age old, well, we're talking about it thing.
We just spent 3 minutes about Manish Mehta.
Right, exactly.
On your radio show.
Yeah.
I know.
Why?
That. Well, because I think he's basically accused a guy of being an alcoholic publicly.
Right, and he did that because he knew it would get some attention. He also did it because he probably doesn't like Wilkerson, and he wants to make it harder for him.
You want to make it stop? The Jets would need to revoke his credential. You just called out one of our players, one of our ex-players, and called him an alcoholic. Well, and I don't know if he is or he isn't, but if you want, take action. That's how you do it, and you make it stop.
But you can't, like, if the guy had three, if this was Leonard Little, and he wrote that, okay, fine. But there is no proof of that. It's a completely different ballgame when there's nothing on his record that says that he's got issues with alcohol, and you just say that about a guy in a forum like that.
Hey, agreed. Al, if you want to reach out to Manish and he wants to come on and talk about it, I'd love to hear his side of it. I'd like to know why he's accusing somebody.
He always has in the past. Yeah.
I think so. I mean, you put something out there. And to his credit, he's always come on, whether you like it or not.
Right. Him and Beningo got into a huge fight recently. He came on, and the two of them got into it pretty good. So, and it was entertaining. I got to be honest with you. It was entertaining. So that's where you get like that blurred line thing you're talking about is I'm sure that someone who's employing him at the Daily News is like, this guy is awesome. Is a star for
this
us.
Is great, yeah.
Right. So, all right, Jerry, what's going on over there?
We are brought to you by the John Thurer Cancer Center, part of the Memorial Sloan Kettering Hackensack Meridian Health Partnership. We take it to the Madison Square Garden, the Big East tournament from yesterday. We had discussed St. John's playing on Wednesday night and then coming back very quickly and playing early Thursday afternoon. First half was fine. Second half, not so much.
Left wing pass to Gooden. Gooden looking for Blewett. Blewett top of the key for three. Perfect. So Trayvon Blewett drains that three-point shot. Timeout is called by Chris Mullen.
That is John Minko.
No more getting stiff.
IMG Radio. It was a six-point game, I believe, at halftime, and Xavier just ran away from them in the second half.
St. John's was up four. I believe it was a four-point game at half, and it was like six
fair
right
after. St. John's, but they play six guys.
No, I know. It was. They had no shot.
Really, it was tough.
They had no shot. They
wind up losing 88-60 as their run comes to an end. Also, Providence beat Creighton 72-68.
It was a kerfuffle at the end of that game, too.
Yes, on the handshake line.
Right, exactly.
Well, the Xavier coach basically called out the St. John's players.
Right. Well, whatever.
Villanova beat Marquette 94-70, as you take a look on TV if you are so watching. And then you had Seton Hall playing Butler late. This game was back and forth in the final minute. Here's Gus Johnson, Fox Sports 1. Seton Hall a one-point lead. Butler with the ball.
Baldwin drives. Baldwin up.
What happened there?
Well, the dribble drive, you had the follow, and then Seton Hall had a chance the other way. Couldn't get it down
I mean,
a couple seconds.
The whole time.
I know, Butler, bam! Seton Hall, no! I mean, it's like Sam Kinison calling the game. It's unbelievable. He hasn't changed one bit.
Have you seen him? He is so thin.
I know, he is.
I saw him at the Garden last week. He was, wow, very surprised. So anyway, you've got
hey,
all
you look
that.
Good, Gus. Thanks! I'm really working hard! 1,200 calories a day! And the elliptical machine!
Unbelievable!
It's working wonders! Thank you! Thank you so much!
God, are you kidding me?
Gus Johnson.
Would you like an avocado? I've got a spare one!
Come on. Holy mackerel.
So it'll be Xavier and Providence in the first semifinal at 6:30 tonight, followed by Villanova and Butler in the second semifinal. We'll have Nova Butler in that game on the Fan right after the Yankees, and that'll be followed by USC and Oregon semifinals of the Pac-12 tournament. Quarterfinals ACC tournament at Barclays Center. Virginia, Duke, North Carolina, Clemson all win yesterday. Tonight in the semis, you got Clemson and Virginia at 7, then Duke and North Carolina at 9. First round AAC tournament. SMU beat UConn 80-73. NBA, Nets Hornets last night in Charlotte. And how about Brooklyn winning on the road?
Yes. Out deflected away by Crabbe and then stolen by Kell.
Keep winning,
on the road
baby.
For the Nets. Left side of LeVert. Hands back, oh, Allen. Down the lane and a right hand slam. He took off from the dotted line and jammed it home with some authority.
That is Chris Carino with the call. Yeah. The Nets wound up beating the Hornets 125-111. Allen Crabbe made his first six threes. He finished with 29 points. Caris LeVert had 22. And so they do win. They get to 21. They're creeping up on your Knickerbockers.
Hey, by the way, you know, they passed their win total last year. So good for them. So a little bit of improvement. But we just need to keep them winning. Everybody else has got to keep winning. The Knicks just got to keep playing Knick basketball.
Exactly.
Just like the Rangers need to be playing Ranger hockey.
Warriors beat the Spurs 110-107. Steph Curry left this game early with the ankle injuries. Draymond Green had a triple-double. What did he do with Curry going out?
You know, control the pace of the game. Try to make sure we're solid. Try to be better defensively. Try to lead the guys even better.
And they certainly did that. Kevin Durant had 37. Thunder beat the Suns 115-87. So Phoenix gave you nothing. T-Wolves lost to the Celtics 117-109. Minnesota did sign Derrick Rose. Heat over the Sixers 108-299. I don't know.
Why would you sign him?
He's got a million lives. Yeah. I don't know.
Why would you? That makes no sense.
Risk reward, I suppose.
Right, exactly. What's the worst that could happen?
It costs you nothing.
I don't know. Hey, it gives you a couple minutes off the bench.
Right. Oh, God. Give you scoring for 8-9 minutes. Sit him back down. I don't know.
What is the worst that could happen, right? Nothing.
I mean, he could run home to his mom again.
Yeah, right. But then, all right, see you later.
Come on, man.
Well, I'm just saying. Baseball. Phillies beat the Yankees 7-6. That's not really the story. Luis Severino, 3 1/3 innings. He allowed one unearned run, one hit, one walk in his first start of spring. Aaron Boone.
Really good. Obviously, first time in a game. Got up over 50 pitches. I thought the command was pretty good.
Now, Giancarlo Stanton was in the lineup again. I watched part of the game. I think he doubled off the wall and hit the ball so hard he only got a single off it, so he didn't double. But I'm saying he hit a shot off the right field. He was not loafing. The ball was a missile.
Oh, God.
He literally just, he just flipped the bat out, and the thing was like a screaming line drive off the wall. He played the ball, right?
I'm sorry, Jerry.
Oh, good.
Happy birthday, Booney.
Oh, how old is he talking?
45.
45.
45 today. The manager of the New York Yankees wakes up today.
CBS Sports Radio.
My birthday shout out.
You'll hear that
too.
Coming up.
I'm sorry. You want to do them?
No. Okay. Trust me. I said right. No. Okay. Because when you were off or anybody else, it would ask me to do them, and I have to write them in the morning, and then I wouldn't get paid anything, and I finally said, no. What the hell am I doing here?
I don't know.
Because all I would get was I'd say the sports minute.
In the bat.
Right. No. And then you look at Twitter. You're an idiot. Because, you know, they're on every single station.
They are, yes.
So I was like, why? What is this? I get abuse and stupid sports minutes. I'm writing at 4:45 in the morning, getting nothing for him. I was like, no thanks. Have Amy do him, all right? Yeah. For crying out loud. Anyway.
Didi Gregorius homered.
Suck. I mean, you get all sorts of stuff. You know?
Yeah, birthday shout out. Hey.
This is Coach Rex Ryan wishing you a happy birthday.
Yankees Braves tonight. Sonny Gray the start. We will have that game for you on The Fan this evening. Nationals beat the Mets 8-5. Noah Syndergaard, pretty damn good as he wound up going 3 1/3 innings. He struck out the final seven batters he faced. Now, not so great at one point where Kevin Plawecki had to come out and talk to him. What was the message there from Plawecki?
Just basically told me to get my head on my ass.
And so he figured that out and all was good.
I like that.
Basically.
Yeah, that's the kind Plawecki of guy I'm taking talking charge. About. Maybe Plawecki's got a little something going.
Yeah. I told you that. Watch, he's going to end up being your catcher this year. Here was Mickey Callaway. I thought this was interesting. So they're spending a lot of time on making sure they hold runners on because the Mets have had trouble with that.
Horrendous,
right?
Yes.
He said it's not on the catchers. He goes, it is on the pitchers when you look at their times. And he even said this.
It sounds like the pitchers haven't done their job here in the past.
Oh, thank you very much. So wow. All right, now we're talking. Now we're getting some coaching done.
Now, you know,
like
Terry Collins is still a part of this organization.
He is.
And he walks around field to field, apparently, and checks things out. Like, I wonder
does
what
he wear a uniform?
I hope not. God.
I would think he probably does.
Oh, he wears a uniform?
No. He better not. He better
what do you
take
think
he's it's
in a
time.
Polo shirt?
Yeah.
I think he's in a uniform.
He can't be in a uniform if you were a former manager and got pushed out and the only reason you're around is because people like you. You can't put the uniform back on.
Don't all those guys wear uniforms?
You can't.
Like,
no.
Everybody wears a uniform.
No, but like he walks around
Jeff,
with like
if
sandy.
Jeff Wilpon could put a uniform on.
Jeff
Wilpon's
not wearing a uniform.
I know, but he would put a uniform on if he could.
Oh, yeah, he definitely would. Yeah. Stand at the top of the dugout, spit out sunflower seeds. Go get him, guys.
Who's this dork?
Yeah. surprised Brian Cashman doesn't wear a uniform, to be honest with you.
I'll give him time.
But okay. I think about Terry in these situations, seeing everything differently. And, oh, yeah, that sucked that we did last year. Now we're doing it this way.
But we all knew it. You know, that's part of what has gone on here. You know, that little click that was that pitching staff that was kind of like away from everybody.
Yeah.
And could do whatever they want, whenever they wanted. The great thing about Mickey Callaway, it doesn't seem like he's going to allow that to happen, which I am very happy about, especially after his first press conference.
Yeah, which was something that you have still not let go.
We'll never let that go.
Right.
You can't let that go.
Jerry Manuel said things we never let go. Terry Collins will never let go.
Omar Minaya.
Two and a three,
and you got a 3 and a 2 and a 6 and a 9. I mean, it was all over the place.
Yeah, well.
But it's great.
How about if you're Mike Moustakas? This is fascinating.
Yeah.
He turns down a qualifying offer of $17 million. Figuring he'll get more on the open market more years. According to some stories, he has turned down 3 years and $58 million from some team somewhere, all because his agent probably gave him bad advice. He winds up signing 1 year, $6.5 million from the Royals.
Right. There's a second year in there, too, that could get up to $27 million, I think, total. But, you know, here's the thing. He watched two of his teammates, Hosmer and Kane, get big deals.
Yeah, huge deals.
Hosmer got the $144 million deal. Kane, I think, got the $80 million deal. And he figured, okay, I'm next. And it never happened.
Right.
Not even close.
He got some offer somewhere. I don't know what it was. And remember, I think he set last year, a record for the Royals in terms of home runs hit. I think he had like 39 last year.
Now, would you rather have Moustakas 1 year, 6.5, than Todd Frazier the 3 years or whatever he got?
Yeah, you can go back revisionist history. Right. But by the way, when they signed Frazier, he was not accepting 1 year, $6.5 million.
No, he was not. No, absolutely. No way. But plus, you got to think about that qualifying offer and the pick thing. But if you sign a guy for a 1 year deal and then he goes somewhere else after that year, you get that pick back anyway. But it really is amazing. I've never seen anything like this in a baseball offseason.
Rams acquire Aqib Talib from the Broncos for a fifth round draft picks. Bucks re-sign Ryan Fitzpatrick. Titans releasing DeMarco Murray. Niners give Marquise Goodwin a 3 year extension, said to be worth over $20 million. To the hockey last night, Rangers were being outshot 17-0 by the Lightning. They wound up losing 5-3. Mats Zuccarello says that wasn't close.
Today, the two first periods, you saw the defense between the bottom team and the top team. They were better in all the aspects of the game. And
pretty much.
You know, the amazing thing is, though, I know that the Rangers are playing with a lot of young defensemen. I get it. But still, you know, a couple of their lines still have top-end, what we'd like to think is top-end talent.
Certain players,
yeah. Nemestikov is a top talented guy. Zuccarello is a talented guy. He actually scored a goal last night, which was amazing. Kevin Hayes. Chris Kreider got hurt last night. They took him out of the game.
Kreider,
and by the way, I would tell you right now, is that they wrote in the paper today, but I think anybody who has watched Chris Kreider since he's come back, he is the fastest guy in the NHL right now. He is the fastest skater in the NHL. He is unbelievable how fast he is.
What about that guy in the Jets who scored all those goals against
him? 18 with one shot on goal as Ehlers comes across the line. Plays one in front, looking for the tip. It's loose shot, and they score.
And that was Patrick Laine, who did it the night before to the Rangers. He scored last night to make it 1-0, and then they would cap the scoring with this guy, Ehlers. Unbelievable.
And it's Ehlers.
So he had the empty net goal.
Ehlers.
Kreider just doesn't have the shot. He has a good shot, but he doesn't have the shot that Laine has.
3-2 was the final score.
Thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I know you were.
nothing for Taylor Hall. The personal point scoring streak ends at 26 for him. And then you had the Oilers beat the Islanders in a shootout 2-1. Connor McDavid ties it. Then he had a penalty shot, did not score in the overtime, but then he gets the deciding goal in the shootout. And so the Islanders have lost again. That's now 8 straight for them. They get the point, but they lost their 8th straight last night. Cam Talbot made 30 saves for Edmonton. There you go.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.